It's Tuesday, the 29th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Bank of Namibia has introduced a relief policy for the drought-affected farming sector, mandating loan restructuring, debt moratoriums and emergency funding with preferential terms. Agriculture Minister Kalish Letvine spoke to our news team about the policy's impact, sustainable drought solutions and tax incentives to aid farmers.
I am very happy that the Bank of Namibia is taking the step. I do believe it's long overdue. I think farmers have for long not been helped. The products that the financial sector is putting out in the field for farmers are not well tailored to help the cyclical ups and downs in the agricultural sector, and therefore I'm very happy. But of course, I would have liked to see what the instruments are, what the offering is. But on the principle itself, yes, I am very happy that initiative is taken. I hope it will be meaningful for farmers and not just a bunch of loans with high interest rates that are becoming unaffordable to a group of entrepreneurs that are under financial strain.
You can listen to the full interview on the Future Media News channel on iYono. Namibia has partially addressed 9 of the 13 recommended actions to avoid grey listing, as reported by the Financial Intelligence Centre during a recent plenary meeting in France. Financial Intelligence Centre Director Brian Aseb.
The FATA further commented that the country continues to demonstrate that it has fully mobilized itself to implement the action plan by making initial progress in a short period of time. They also noted that Namibia has made good initial progress with its anti-money laundering risk-based supervision, increasing the filing of beneficial ownership, amongst other things. The way forward for Namibia is that we are now entering the period of compulsory reporting, which commences in November 2024 and ends in May 2026.
South Africa's Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson says government needs to reform the expanded public works program to ensure that recipients are better paid through permanent jobs.
The EPWP must benefit every person, no matter what their language is, no matter what their race is, and no matter where they live. I've heard too many people here saying that because they are this race, they don't get EPWP. That is not the South Africa that we live in.
Staying on the continent, at least 18 civilians have been killed by armed bandits in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo since the start of October. Chris Ochamringa has more from Kinshasa.
Nyiragongo territory in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo hosts thousands of people displaced by conflict. Most of them fled their homes after fighting intensified between the Congolese army and the M23 rebels last year. The conflict has led to the emergence of numerous armed groups that are supporting the government to fight the M23 rebels in North Kivu province. But authorities say some fighters of those armed groups have been raping women and killing civilians.
And the Pentagon says 10,000 North Korean troops have been sent to eastern Russia for training, triple its previous estimate.
Washington has warned this could mark a dangerous escalation in the war if North Korean troops do engage in combat against Ukrainian troops. The Pentagon on Monday said a portion of North Korean soldiers have already moved closer to Ukraine. It said it will not impose new restrictions on Ukraine's use of American weapons against North Korean troops. NATO also confirmed on Monday that North Korean soldiers have already been deployed to Russia's Kursk region, where fighting is ongoing. Ukraine's military says so far its troops have not engaged in combat with North Korean soldiers.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.